I'm driving past the trap, and I don't even mean to go there, but I still go there. I get off on the same exit, make the same turn, the same routine, walk up to the same door, even take the same path, and knock on the door the same amount of times as I do every time. I walk away from the door with my product and put it in my pocket, the same hand, the same pocket, while still holding on to it in my pocket. I get in the car and just sit there for a minute. Good, the bad, and the fucked up.
The bad, and the fucked up.
You don't even know what's going on, but you do it. It's called neuroplasticity. It's that is the mind's ability to alter itself to accommodate your actions that is repeated over time or over again over time. That's the equation. I like to say you can separate the mind and the conscious, or the mind and the brain. The brain is like, you can put this in an analogy as a computer. Like your brain is the hardware, and your mind is software. You know, like you're born set to do certain things. Like, you're going to take a shit. Like, you're going to take a shit when you're born. Shit is going to come out of you. But somebody has to teach you to take the shit inside of a toilet. Still of just taking a shit whenever you have to take a shit. You can compare this to drug addiction. Like, when you were sober, you were sober. Like, you was like, whatever, I'm just living life on life terms, as the sobriety society calls it. And then all of a sudden, something teaches you not to be sober. Not to be sober. Whatever that might be.
Whatever that might be.
Whatever that might be.
Whatever that might be.
That software could be your friend. That software can be music. That software can be a movie you saw. That software can be accidental. You know, but, and then you can tie that into processing. You're going to have to process that information. So, and how many times you process it, that defines your fate. That's just crazy. It's real confusing. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I know it's there. Motherfucker. This shit's crazy, man. Like, and I wish I would have learned this shit in rehab, because even though I don't fully understand it myself, it makes sense. it makes way more sense than the 12 steps. I tell you that shit right now. I have nothing against the 12 steps. It's worked for millions of people. If it worked for you, God bless you. But that's the Texas show. It didn't. I'm one of those that it didn't work for. That top 90 percentile. That's what I'm in. Wasn't anyway. Yeah. So you gotta be careful. You just gotta be careful what you put in yourself. Your eyes, your ears. That's how shit get into you. You gotta be careful what you concentrating on. And what you're influenced by. I think neuroplasticity, like, coexists with, like, cognitive behavior patterns. Because if you change that, you can re-alter your brain. Like, you can reprogram yourself. And, how I did it was, I was like, shit, man. All right, my life's fucked up. I'm gonna explain that in season 3. Season 3 is gonna be called "It's Not Okay." Season 2 is gonna be called "Assuming It's Okay," and this is season 1. Presumably okay, in reverse chronological order. Anyway, I digress. And I digress to forgetting what the fuck I was. Neuroplasticity. How I reversed my cognitive behavioral patterns was, I was thinking all the way back to when I was sober. I was just a basic ass, square ass, straight edge, fucking regular ass Chromebook. I was just a fucking piece of shit, regular ass Chromebook. Alright, I started thinking back then when I was running on my Chromebook. I was into video games. I like combat sports. I was watching UFC. I'm talking about like back when it was on VHS and shit, like Tank Abbott, Ken Shamrock, Kevin Randleman, Mark Coleman, like the real UFC, like when they wasn't even wearing gloves. I was into that heavily, and a lot of video games. Those were my natural rewards. That's how I got myself off as a Chromebook. And then I ended up in a very bad situation. And I was introduced to cocaine. So almost instantly I became a fucking Alienware laptop. Now I'm an Alienware laptop. Like, I'm just, my specs are crazy. Those are my specs now. So now those specs lasted for like the fuck this. I got a cheap ass mic, y'all. I apologize. Those specs lasted for in like a year. So after that, I'm like, all right, I need to install a VirtualBox first. I need to retard myself down to a goddamn Chromebook. I need to retard myself down to a Chromebook, even though I'm still an Alienware laptop. Alright. So I had to goddamn start doing those things that I used to do when I was fully a Chromebook. So I started playing video games again. And once you're deep into your drug addiction, if you're an addict, you already know what you used to do was fucking boring now. I gotta do some more research on that. That shit's kind of wild. So that took some time. Like, I started playing video games. Like, man, fuck this shit. What the fuck? I'm gonna get high. I kept at it. And then after about 3 weeks to a month, like, I'm like, this shit's fun. Like, I had to be careful because now I'm a grown ass man. I can't really be spending all my time playing video games. But I started watching UFC again. And I turned that shit on. I'm like, I don't know none of the fighters no more. Everybody's new. Like, but, you know, I still want to watch it. Watch some boxing and shit. Some martial arts movies. Some Tony Jaa. Some Michael J. White. I started watching that shit again. That shit became more interesting. Like, alright. I stopped looking at porn and shit. I stopped fucking around with whores and going to strip clubs and bars and clubs. And I had to, every time I got the urge to do one of those things, I had to just think about the Chromebook, my Chromebook settings. I had to go back to my Chromebook settings, go back to your Chromebook settings. It's so fucking hard, but I had to do this myself because by the time I was some Alienware, like, all my resources were exhausted. Didn't nobody give a fuck about me. Like, I was left for dead. I'm so far gone. Like, ain't shit you can do to help me. So I had to do this myself. And this is the way I did it. So, it finally worked. I did a case study on myself, and during that case study, I documented it and I created an acquisition book called the NFPA, Neurosis Faction Program of Abstinence.
Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
This shit so fucking lame. Yep. You ever been influenced by someone? You ever been influenced by something? It teaches you how to think. They teach you how to think. That's why you're influenced by them. You have natural settings. You were born with natural settings. So just let your influencers be conditional to your life. With all things considered, this the last time. I take a shit whenever I want to take a shit. Yep, this is your host Zoe for Neurosis Faction and a board member of Neurosis Faction nonprofit organization. Check us out at neurosisfaction.org. Click the top right tab and navigate our concepts. If you would like to donate, you will help our mission be more effective. Thanks for listening, and you're a good person.